Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Luke chapter 14, verse 27. Let's go into the word of God immediately. Luke 14, 27 to 31. We're reading from the King James Version. Luke 14, 27 says, "And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish." Say, "Mercy, Lord." So we are talking about laying a solid foundation for 2025. This is part one. Laying a solid foundation for 2025. The scripture we have read, Jesus is just speaking about many things. And one of the things that he spoke about is the fact that anyone who wants to follow him should count his cost, take up his cross, and follow him. It's a sacrifice. Life itself is a sacrifice. And this sacrifice, you must, you know, do it by counting the cost. Your ability to make a good assessment of what the real cost is will help you to cut off excesses, cut off distractions, it will make you disciplined. It will help you to be able to fulfill or accomplish your task and actualize your dreams. So he says that anyone who does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. If we are going to follow the Lord and we are going to be very successful, you need to understand the concept of bearing your own cross. Doing what? Bearing your own cross simply means that take your destiny into your own hands. Take your destiny into your hands. Bear your cross. Bear your cross. Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me. If you don't take, you see, you can't follow God or you can't follow Jesus Christ looking at other people. When you're a child of God, you won't be a very dedicated, strong, you know, child of God or Christian when all you are doing is looking at other people, being very reactive, responsive, emotional, and sometimes excited about the people you look at. There is a dimension of your fruitfulness which is more sustainable when you are able to bear your own cross. Are you here at all? You bear your cross and you come after him. If you don't do that, he says you are not fit. So not every Christian is fit for 2025. We'll start a year and you'll find out that there are some who are following but they have not borne the cross. There are some who are following but they have not done what is required to become like a disciple or good disciple. And this year, as much as it's so blessed, like any other year, is going to bring a lot of challenges. Are you here with me at all? Some of the challenges have already started. This early year has been a lot of breakout of sicknesses. Oh, I'm the only one seeing it. Am I the only one seeing it? Yeah, and the Harmattan has refused to go back. So a lot of people, as we are here now, a lot of people are believing God. You know, so it's been a breakout left, right, center of sickness all over the world, not just in Ghana. So you need to be very sure how you are going to proceed from here. And verse 28 says that, which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it. So let's see how this life is. This is 2025. It says that, you can take the year as wanting to build your life, wanting to build a stalwart wanting to build a tower. A tower is important. You want to build your tower life. You want to build a great life, a sustainable life. He said it's an intention. I believe that everyone has an intention here this year to become something greater than you have ever seen in your life. Can you communicate with me? Are you here with me at all? Praise the Lord. So he says that if you intend to build your life and you want to build it off the ground, a tower, life that is like visible, is standing there. Everyone can see that this is a tower that has been built. If there is that intention to do so, then you have to proceed in a very meticulous way. And he says that one, you ought to have sat down first. You ought to have what? I can't hear you at all. You ought to have what? Personal decision. How am I going to proceed? You ought to have sat down first. You have to sit down. This year, my best resource is myself. Facing God. So you sit down first. You think about you, not any other person. Sit down. Tell somebody, sit down first. Yeah, sometimes we start the year and we are all over the place. You have not sat down. You don't have a plan. You don't have a life plan. What is your life plan for 2025? What do you seek to achieve spiritually? What do you seek to achieve, you know, economically? What do you seek to achieve socially? What do you seek to achieve in your environment? What do you seek to achieve if you have any political, whatever, career-wise? What do you want to achieve in the family front? What do you want to achieve educationally? What do you want to achieve? You ought to have sat down. You can't live a life in a haphazard manner. Life has to be well constructed in the books. He said, where there is no vision, the people perish. You must have a vision. You must have what? Because a vision is a roadmap that would drive you in the right course. Just say, Do you understand? If you are going to get it wrong, make sure that you are getting it wrong based on the vision, not based on haphazard living. But you are likely to get it right when you have a roadmap, when you have a vision, when you have something that you are looking up to, that these are the things I want to achieve. I have timelines, and then these are my resources. Say, when you sit down, you now count your cost. You do what? You count your cost. Timelines. Count your cost. Relationships. Count your cost. What are the resources at my disposal? How am I going to use them? How much time do I have? How do I want to go up? Count your cost. Like, what are the things that I have to lose? What are the things that I have to give up? What is the opportunity cost for wanting to build a tower life? What are the things that I have to give up, or I will inevitably have to let go so that I can achieve this? Are there relationships I have to let go entirely? Are there relationships I have to reduce the degree of connection? Are there relationships that I need to increase the degree of connection and networking? Are you here at all? You have to count all these costs. If I say I'm building this particular life, which areas of my life will suffer? Is my fashion sense going to suffer? If it's suffering, what will be the cost? Do I need to improve my fashion sense? Because when I see some people, even this year, when I see, I know they are going nowhere. You just look at them, you know they are going nowhere. But you have to be someone. When people see you, they must have a sense that this is a person on a mission. Praise the Lord. Without you saying anything, the way you appear, the way you show up, the energy you exude, you must be seen to be someone who knows what he's about. Not just floating, flowing, and just being there. No. It has to be very clear. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Sit down and count the cost. He said, whether you have sufficient to finish it. Finishing well is so important to God. It's so important to Jesus. Jesus said, I am here to do this and to accomplish it. For this purpose I was born. And there cannot be any distraction. I have to do this and I have to make it. So, whatever you start, it's a blessing for you to finish what you start. But if you are going to finish what you start, how you prepare towards what you want to do is important. How you start it is so important. Sometimes we talk about better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. But preparation is necessary for success. Jotham became successful because he prepared his ways before the Lord. Until you are in a proper, real, normative preparation, you will not even know what you have for the long haul of the thing that you want to achieve. It is when you sit and prepare before you take off that you will know that what I have is 50%. What I have is 20%. What I need now, I need to purge this, connect with this, bring on board this. I need to start working to get this here and there before you give yourself that opportunity. That is what makes you give yourself that opportunity for success. So as a Christian, he says that if you don't finish, there is a cost to starting and not finishing. What is that cost? Next verse, he says that lest happily after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. He didn't even say all that behold you. All that behold the thing you want to build, the life you want to build. When they see the foundation and they see the structure, like you see abandoned structures all over the place, you just know that the people, they didn't calculate well. you know that the people, they didn't think through the process. When you see an uncompleted structure, it's either the person died, or the person is alive but is unable to complete. The person didn't plan well, or some eventuality without a contingency plan came and took away whatever. And as a result of that, person is unable to continue. It says that what that will do is that it will attract mockery. You have to be really concerned. Why do people look at me and they want to mock at me? Because they've seen that you are Mr. No Finish. Sister, you start but you don't finish. You are all over the place. When you start, you must finish. You must ensure that what you start, you end it in glory. Praise the Lord. And to do that, enough planning has to be on ground. Enough preparation has to be on ground. Some people have all the money, but they lack the energy. For the passion for what they want to do. That's why you have started a business in the hands of people, but because you are not supervising. Everything is on ground, but you are not going to be successful. And sometimes you love people too much. The cost is that sometimes your personal asset can become your liability. I should explain. Sometimes you are too nice for what it takes to be successful. And you can't be an entrepreneur when you are too nice. You can't make all your workers your family members. That mindset is the reason why, whether you are there or you are not there, people have no consequence for what they do. And they are going to bring down whatever you are doing, regardless of, you know, whatever system mechanism you put in place, because in the first place, when they hear your name, nothing moves in their heart. Because every time you are trying to make somebody a family member, look, keep your employees as your employees. Keep them. You need to have worked with them for 5 years, 10 years before you start making up your mind on them. But if you can't keep them to stick with you professionally, day one, you have started opening your life to them, everywhere to them, blah, blah, blah. That's of that level of familiarity. That level of, and like we like preaching too much. Every time you are preaching that somebody should be good. Don't care whether they are good or not. You have to be there to ensure that anyone who is working with you and for you, as long as he's getting paid, he's giving you the level of productivity you want. And if they are not giving you, fire them. If they are not trainable, fire them. Likewise, anyone in your life, anybody in your life whose impact in your life is negative, push them back. Just don't keep them too close. Every time, are you Jesus? The Bible said, love your enemies. It didn't say more than yourself. It said, love your enemies. It didn't say until they kill you. Love people, but you can excuse yourself. Love people, but give them distance. Every time is you like want to embrace people. You have to learn how to hire and fire. Hire and fire, hire and fire. Akufuadu Abufum say to because he doesn't know how to hire and fire. And when we say team is bad, he said team is good. It doesn't have the emotional capacity to change people that all of us. I like the Man United coach. He says, when they say, how did you see the game? He said, I see the game like you see the game. We all see the game. We all see the game. I can have a technical mind and all that, but if the performance is not good, it's not good. We can all see it. Change it. Change the management. Change the people around you. Change some of the friends around you. You must push them to the third tier. Bring new people who are ready to take you serious, and you will take serious, and you move forward. I'm telling you, now that you are 30, you just watch. You'll be 40 right now. And once you are 40, we are about to celebrate your 50 years. It's like you are playing with your life too much. Sometimes a parent can have a foolish son or a foolish daughter, but you must have the wisdom to manage them. Or else you yourself, your life will not end well. So you have to be strong. You have to be what? I can't hear you. You have to be what? Yeah. He said, they can look at what you are building and mock you. Someone can look at the church we have and mock us if we are not going in the right direction. Do you know that if another pastor came here, assuming, God forbid, we're going in the wrong direction, and we're encountering mockery, it's just a matter of leadership. A new leadership will just go in the right direction, and it just changes the whole perception about the people, of the people, towards whatever is happening there. Hello? So ask yourself, are you a very good driver? Ask somebody, are you a good driver? What kind of driver are you? Are you driving your life well? Are you over speeding? Are you driving within the speed limit? Are you bumping potholes? Are you paying attention? Or what are you? What kind of driver are you? What kind of driver are you? University animal. Praise the Lord. The way you have been driving your life, you have to ask yourself, if I continue driving like this and expect a different result from how I've been driving, am I wise? You know, a wise man said that it's only somebody who is unwise that will keep doing the same things and expect different result or better result. So the kind of result you want, you have to prepare for it. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Prepare for the kind of result you want to have. And that means that, look at the next verse. 30 says what? Verse 30 says, saying, this man began to build and he was not able to finish. May it never be your story in Jesus' name. Beginning and not finishing well is a problem. What is the problem? Beginning and not finishing well in ministry, in marriage, whatever. Beginning and not finishing well. Now, life is personal, but if you happen to be in a team, you have to assess your own input into the team. Whether the team is struggling or failing because your input is bad, or what are you bringing on the table of that team? Are you here at all? There are some games, they are individual games like boxing. You are in the ring with somebody. But football, you are playing it with a team. So boxing, you can easily see your own mistakes. But sometimes in a team, you can hide. You can hide and not do a proper assessment of your strengths and weaknesses, because sometimes your weaknesses are complemented by the strength of other people. Sometimes. But if you keep staying in there and not improving with time, a leader will come and will raise the bar, and the bar will expose you. Because you will find out that you are not able to scale up to the level of productivity, and it's like a magnifying glass will be placed that will magnify your weaknesses. So you have to make like that. You need honest personal assessment. This is how I have lived my life. This is how I've gone about my relationship with God, with man, with my work, with blah, 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 blah. If I continue like this, will I make it this year? And this year, you have added another year to your bones. And the bones don't lie. Mm-mm. The bones don't lie. You will finish well in Jesus' mighty name. But finishing well is not just a matter of confession. It's not a matter of wishing. It's not a matter of desiring. Hello? Finishing well, you must. You have to be spiritually diligent. Physically diligent. You have to be emotionally diligent. You have to be diligent in all aspects of life. And look at yourself. Do what? Look at yourself. Look at yourself. So he said, this man will lay a foundation and will not finish. So foundation is important. Praise the Lord. Let's talk about foundation. In Luke chapter 6, verse 48. Luke chapter 6, verse 48 and 49. We're looking at foundation. It says that he is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Then the next verse says what? But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So, two men with two different foundations. One foundation is a listener that is not a doer. The other foundation is a doer from listening. Hello? The one that listens and never does, the Bible says that it's a foundation the person is laying. That foundation is one, a building without foundation, even though it's a foundation. It's a foundationless life. Reading and not applying. Listening and not applying. Receiving correction and not applying. Learning without end. but not apply. You see, application is important than anything in this life. If you sit in the same classroom and you never get to apply what you are learning, you will come out, your head will be like a library, but your life will be empty like boy, oh boy. Are you here at all? So, that foundation, that people, they are nice. You have to pass niceness. You are nice, you will listen, but you won't do. It says it's not a useful foundation to your course. Number two, it's a shallow foundation. Because he's talking about the one who listened and did, and he said that one built a deep foundation. He digged a deep foundation. So shallow foundation is there. In 49. He built the house without foundation on the earth. There, look, the reality of life is that anything you build is acceptable, but not everything you build is sustainable. He has built on the earth. In his eyes, he has built. And Papadai, he has built. Babu, he has built. Touch house, he has built. Are you here at all? Cement house, he has built. German foundation, he has built. Whatever, he's a building is a building. It's a building. Tell somebody it's a building. Anyhow you do your life, it's a building. Tell somebody anyhow. Anyhow you do your life, it's a building. You can choose to use prostitution to build your life. It's a building. You can choose to use, you know, godliness to build your life. It's a building. It will be building. But every building will be tested. Praise the Lord. Your life, the way you are building it, will be tested. Will be tested by storms. He says that the stream did, and you see, in these two foundations, it is the same, what do you call it? Environmental element that attacked them. Same. He said that the stream beat vehemently against the building that was built on the rock, the life that was built on the rock, and the life that was built on sand. Same stress, same economic challenge. You see somebody's life is melting, and other people, their lives will be soaring. Hello? So when you say Ghana, it's not everybody who is saying that kind of a thing. We have the same 24 hours. In Ghana, we have the same opportunities. Even though you say some people, but we have the same. You are a citizen, I'm a citizen. We are here. Any level you find yourself, there are people who have been in that level with that same family construction, and they have found a way to make it in a legitimate way. There is always a legitimate way to make it. Excuses and complaining is building in the sand. It's killing you even though it's a building. The Achimota Mekong that collapsed. One of my friends is a civil engineer. He lives around. He went there to caution them severally when they were building, when they were using. So he told his family, nobody should ever shop here, the family. And lo and behold, one day, it came down and killed people. When you build and it will collapse, we can see. The way you are building your life, if it will stand, we will see. If it will collapse, we will see. Everybody can see. Anybody who has eyes will see it. That's why now it's difficult, but before in the community, someone will call you and say, the way your life is going, you are going to crash. Be careful. But this day, you know, because a young Sony social media has given people who didn't even have a voice, Because they have one Ghana data. If you dare call someone to try to put them on the right track, they will spit in your face. No wonder. You just watch the obituaries around. 20 years, 22 years, he's already gone. Gone too soon. Transitioning to where? At 25, you're already transitioning. Open them, Papa. Because when there are no durable foundations built for your life, your expiry is quicker. Very quick. You hear, you don't do. Now, Christ, like we listen, we don't judge. The streams beat vehemently, and immediately the house without a proper foundation fell. And he said the ruin of that house was very great. This year, may nobody's life fall down. May there be no ruins in your life in Jesus' name. That simply means that there will be external attacks on our lives. Every year, there will be shocks. The word is shock. Say shock. Shock. When you encounter a shock, whether it's an economic shock, it's a spiritual shock, it's a mental shock, how resilient will you be in situ? Like, how resilient is your life in situ? That you are, Peter stood in that same beach and heard the word of Jesus, went into fishing in situ, and changed his result from caught nothing in the night to net breaking encounter. If you were to stay in this Ghana, in this Accra, in this church for the next 10 years, 5 years, are you sure that staying here, you have the capacity to adapt? The capacity, you are resilient enough to be able to prosper in this economy, in this life, if you are to live the next 40 years of your life? Because some people are in a hurry to go to heaven. They don't want to adapt in situ in this earthly life. It's going for eternity. But some of us, we are ready to stay here. Praise the Lord. To make sure that we put some things on ground and we are resilient enough to get the best out of life. Especially with Jesus on our side. Praise the Lord. Talk to somebody. Say, God is talking to you. God is talking to you. And ask them, what kind of foundation have you built? Is it a one on the rock? Or is one that is in the sand? Please ask them. Or ask them, are you afraid? We are going somewhere, Bia. Build a foundation. The foundation you build for your life. So, as the year has started, one of the critical foundations you need to build is a foundation to have a relationship with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Foundation to do what? Have a relationship with the Lord. It's to manage your spiritual foundation very well. So important. I'll show you a scripture in Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 18. Genesis 13, 14 to 18. It's talking about Lot and Abraham. Abraham took Lot along. And the Bible says that because Lot went with Abraham, he also prospered. Then the Bible said that the land became insufficient for the two of them because they all had heavy businesses. And so the servant of Lot started, you know, fighting with the servant of Abraham. That's a very dangerous thing to do. When the person through whom the Lord has blessed you, you get so blessed that you begin to contend over a space with a person. It's something that you will not do. If you are an apprentice, never do it with your master. If you are a follower, never do it with your boss. You must always have that space for your leader, whom you served under, to give them the honor of choice first. Honor of comfort first. Hello? Honor of comfort. You are a wife. You give your husband the honor of comfort first. You will receive comfort because the husband is the head of the house. Your boss, you should give your boss the honor of comfort first. And if it works, it will trickle down to the employees. So if I were Lot, when the battles ensued, and Abraham came and said that, Lot, you choose whichever part of the land, and if you choose right, I will go left. If I were him, I would have said, oh, boss, you first. Praise the Lord. Because in the first place, I have because he has. So if I even lose what I have, I can always have as long as he has. Praise the Lord. But the guy, he looked at the site that was greenery. And he said, hey, this one will be very good for my animals. He just chose and left the boss with nothing. Left the leader with nothing. Never get to that point where you leave your leader with nothing to work with. Praise the Lord. So let's read a verse. Reading from 14 to 18. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. This is when immediately Lot had left him, separated from him. God told him, lift up your eyes. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Watch it, oh. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto you. Then Abraham removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Now, Abraham was trying to stay where God wanted him to stay because of the promise. And eventually you see that in their lives, Lot was also trying to possess a land Abraham got for having a relationship with God. So Lot chose. Lot was trying to possess a land. I've chosen here. Nice place. It's greenery. He was trying to possess a land. Then God came and promised Abraham a land. So they were all trying to gain a land. Are you here? Two of us. Lot was chose a land. Abraham was just there. God woke him up. He said, lift your eyes. As far as you can see, I've given you. You two, you are going to get a land. I promise you this land. So one chose a land. One was promised a land. We know that where Lot went, it bent down. And we know that where Abraham stayed, even though initially was not looking good, eventually became a land that was flowing with milk and honey. A great land. What was the difference between Abraham and Lot? The difference was that immediately God told Abraham that I've given you this land. He built an altar there. When he built the altar there, he started communing with God to consolidate and solidify his possession of the land. From the perspective of the altar, Lot chose by capability, by sight, by expertise. So Lot was actually trying to get the land that Abraham got, but he didn't have the altar that Abraham built. That's why sometimes you'll be trying to get the result someone has, but you don't know what is propelling that result. What is your foundation? I'm ending the message here. You are trying to get a good marriage that someone has, but you don't know the hidden variable making that person to continually produce that sweetness in the marriage. There is an altar servicing why Abraham till today has that land. And Lot was trying to get that land. The land got him. When you are trying to become as successful as someone, you have to check the foundation they have laid. Abraham laid a foundation of an altar that supported him having the land till today. You want to say, I want the result of Keeper's house. What is propelling that result? What foundations have we laid to give us that result that you also want? That's why sometimes, no matter how hard you try, you hear they went to do this course, you go and do it, you still don't have their result. Because you don't know the altar supporting them. Ask somebody, do you have an altar supporting you this year, 2025? And tell them, next week, Pastor is going to try to help you lay down certain altars that will support your achievement in 2025. One of them is called First Fruit. Yes, sir. When you hear argument, put the argument by the side. That's why I said that the foundation must be personal. If it is not a personal foundation, you will now go into social media foundation and realize that social media foundation cannot sustain your destiny. Are you here at all? Where I am coming from, laying down my first fruit unto the Lord as an altar backing me for the possession of my land this year is critical for me. Maybe it's not critical for you. Praise the Lord. But for me, it's critical. And that is how I want to proceed this year spiritually. That from the beginning of the year, I want to lay a solid foundation. Praise the Lord. For my life, for this year. I'm not going to just slack at all. Solid foundation so that there will be a force propelling my acquisition and attainment of things. Praise the Lord. With the help of God. The altar was to secure the help of God. Lot lost everything. No altar. What kind of altar are you going to lay this year? What kind of foundation are you going to lay this year? What is there? What's going to be there backing you? Ask somebody. The things you want to achieve. Do you want to use only strength? Only knowledge? Or you are going to raise a spiritual foundation to be able to acquire it? Do you know that unbelievers have already gone to consult for power on their altars on how to proceed this? Then they will come and do all the hard work, but something is pushing them. How are you going to proceed? We have an opportunity to raise our altar with the first fruit this year to proceed from here. It's very personal. This church has never made it compulsory for anybody. Very, very personal. Covenant is very personal. Praise the Lord. And the beautiful thing about this life is that you can gain so much and lose it. Like Lot. It's also allowed. Yes. And Lot also became rich, but he lost it. And you can also continue to be wealthy. You can continue to be strong. You can continue to go on and on and on and on because you know what to do with the Lord. Make a decision whether you want to build on sand or you want to build on the rock. The difference is that some hear it, they don't do it. And those who hear it and do it, build on the rock. May the Lord help you. May the Lord sustain you. May the Lord bless you. I want you to lift up your hands. I want you to thank the Lord for hearing the word. Ask him to give you the ability to do the word. Ask him to give you the ability to move in the direction that you are supposed to move. Building a quality foundation. A foundation built on Jesus Christ. There is no foundation that has been laid except that is laid in Christ. That you want to build your foundation on Christ. Elekutalivatose. Kuntalivaruse predo. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for the word. I thank you for the opportunity. I give you praise for your mighty power. Let your glory be seen. Endola Barose. Thank you, Father. Pray for the grace to be a doer. Pray for the grace to do the things God puts in your heart. Can you pray and pray for the grace to do the things that God puts in your heart? In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray. This week, I will see the hand of God at work in my life. This week, I will see the power of God at work in my life. This week, I will see the power of God working for my good. In the can you pray? 2 minutes. Come on. Open your mouth. Shakata labakapaha. Etelemelegedebese. Shekwa labalakata. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless you.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.